Welcome to Lifestyle Solopreneur, the community for entrepreneurs who put lifestyle first. Join your host, Flavia Barris, as she interviews successful lifestyle solopreneurs and shares ideas to help you find the perfect balance between lifestyle, business, and self. Flavia is an attorney, marketing expert, and founder of several online academies. She's been featured in major media, including BBC World News, The Wall Street Journal, The New York Post, ESPN Television, and more. Join us for this episode of Lifestyle Solopreneur.
Hey, Lifestyle Solopreneurs. Today we get to speak with Chris Vermeulen. He is a financial expert who challenges conventional investing wisdom, and he believes that investors should only own rising assets. With over 25 years of experience, Chris shares an alternative investment style called asset revesting that allows investors to achieve higher returns, lower drawdowns, and profit from even bear markets. Chris founded thetechnicaltraders.com, a platform that provides investors with asset revesting signals and education. He is also the author of the books Technical Trading Mastery and also Asset Revesting, his newest book, which explores this innovative investment method. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Hey, thanks for having me, Flavia. Pleasure to be here.
Love having you here. You're one of those guys, I've peeked in your office. You've got like the screens with all the stock market graphs on them and you're monitoring and keeping an eye on what the markets are doing. I just love that. So I wanted to chat with you a little bit to find out what is it that you do? How did you get here? How did you get involved in this area of the economy?
Yeah, I'll try and keep it at a high level. There's a lot of things that led to where I am today, but really I'm an introvert naturally. And I remember in high school, my last year of high school, in the finance class, we had a competition against our classroom with other classrooms about which classroom could make the most from the stock market. We were all given $100,000 of play money, and our classroom did not win the competition, but we still made about $180,000 in a semester. And I was like, you know what? I can flip open a newspaper and go to the back symbols. This is 25 years ago. And pick out symbols and make $180,000 every 3 months. Sounds like just exactly what I wanted to do. So that's got my teeth wet into that market. And it wasn't long after that, my dad got this little booklet in the mail from Larry Williams, who's one of the top commodity traders and educators in the space. He's still doing it now. And it was all about how to make money from futures, trading wheat and soybeans and pork bellies, and you can make $50,000 in a day or two. And I read this little booklet over and over, probably 12 times. And I asked my dad, I said, Dad, let's open a futures account. We can make a fortune together. This is what I want to do. And of course, he laughed and he's like, you keep learning and save up money and you can see if you want to go in that direction down the road. And my parents were entrepreneurs. They're both entrepreneurs. They've had their own businesses, many different businesses. And so born and raised in that entrepreneur spirit. But anyways, later on, I get to college. And growing up in the country, I didn't have TV or anything. I was always outside hunting and fishing and building zip lines and cabins and things like that. I get to Toronto and I'm in my residence and we have cable TV. And I got hooked on two stations, Speed Vision and CNBC. And I saw people, day traders, making a fortune on CNBC. And there happened to be a TV ad at the time of a guy selling his trading signals. He says, copy my trades. And he charged $50 a month for copying his trade signals through email. And I said, that is what I'm going to do. I'm going to learn to trade. And then I'm going to get 1,000 people. I'm going to sell my subscription for $50 US a month. And there's my $50,000 a month. And I am golden. And so that was my goal. Like literally the first week of college, moving to the city. And that's been where I've been going ever since. And now thousands of traders and investors around the world. I've got 5-6 different newsletters. And I live and breathe it. It's my game, my passion, my sport, my hobby. It's not work. It is just what I love to do. And I love to help people navigate the markets. And that's how I got into the whole process here of investing in stocks and bonds and commodities.
You wish that more schools would teach kids, like you were just a kid. And then you got to see this, not just dry textbook, like here is what the stock market is, here's what a trade is, here's how it works, but you actually got to practice it as a little young one. And then look where you are today. Do you wish that schools had a little bit more curriculum on financial literacy?
Oh, for sure. It's unbelievable how, to me, the most important thing is to understand how money works and interest and savings and compounding and leveraging your time. A lot of people, I help coach and consult a lot of different businesses, and I have people come to me all the time and they think so small. They want to do it like a coffee shop, or they want to make cookies, or they want to do something that requires serious labor. And I'm all about, I learned at a young age that you need to put systems in place. You need to have things run without you. And then you can scale them up, or you can at least move to something else that you're passionate about and have another cool thing going on. Because I've got about 5 or 6 businesses right now, all running and purring with systems in place, teams in place. And the school system doesn't teach any of this. And it really isn't complicated. It's just people don't really figure this out until they're in their 30s or 40s. And they'll be like, why didn't I understand any of this at a young age? My parents always showed me the value of money. They were entrepreneurs. My sister and I used to go to events with them and help them with business and stick flyers in doors. And my parents worked 24/7, 8 days a week. It was pretty crazy. But they also took my sister and I to some of the best things that we could have ever gone to. We grew up, like when I was 12 years old, going to Zig Ziglar in Toronto and all kinds of different stuff. I was even up on stage with Zig once. And my dad was always into motivational books and how to make money in real estate. They were huge into real estate. He had over 1,600 units at one point. So I would copy and read all of his books. And it's amazing, those courses. And so it sucks because in the school system, you spend all this time. And to me, you don't really learn what you need to be successful in life and learn to do what you're passionate about and learn how to leverage your time and really be able to live the life we all want to live. But you can go to the internet and buy a course and slam through it in a weekend for a couple $100 or a couple $1,000 from somebody who knows what they're doing. And you just have more education and more excitement and more potential than the last 4 years you spent at college or university, because you've now learned some skills and the way business and success really is. Yeah, that was a long way to say the school system sucks when it comes to trying to teach and create entrepreneurs and positive-minded kids who are willing to push through every wall to get to where they want to go. Nothing is going to stop them.
Does your dad regret to this day not taking you up when you said, hey, dad, let's do this together. Let's starting now. And he made you wait a little while.
No, I think everything happens for a reason, right? Sometimes it takes a lot longer, but you know what? He pushed me off and eventually I saved up $2,000 and I ran my own little landscaping job in the summer. And in my first year in college, I finally was able to open a real brokerage account with E-Trade back then. And I had my dad co-sign. I said, dad, can you co-sign? Because I'm underage, but I want to trade. It's my money. And that's where I started trading. My first trade was in Palm Pilot. I don't know if you remember those old phones with the pencil.
I do remember Palm Pilot. Yes, I am.
I bought it at 49 cents. Yeah, 49 cents the shares. And it ended up going to $8 or something like that. I made thousands on my first trade. And of course, that was like, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be rich. I lost lots of money after that with the bear market and technology and stuff. But that's all part of the learning curve anyway.
So let's talk about what a bear market is, because that's part of sort of the promise of your program, your coaching. What you do is you say you can profit from bear markets. So this is not a stock trading show. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of people listening that have never really looked into this, never invested in stocks. It's really not part of their language and vernacular. But what's a bear market and why is it unique that you're teaching people how to profit in a bear market?
So I go about things in a way that works with entrepreneurs and people who want systems in place and want multiple streams of passive income. So just to cover how the markets work from a really high level, if you think of the ocean, the tide is either going up or it's going down. The stock market is the same. When in the ocean, when the tide is going up, it lifts all boats. When the tide's going down, they all go down. The stock market is the same. A bull market is when the stocks on average are going up. And that's when you want to own and hold equities, which are stocks. When the stock market is going down, almost all stocks go down. Some go down faster than others. And you don't want to be holding those. And I use technical analysis, which allows us to follow price. I don't care about news, the economy, or whatever is going on. As investors, we all get into an investment to watch our investment go higher. And so we can follow price. We don't try to predict or pick tops or bottoms. we identify big waves that roll through the market. So I'm a surfer, and a good example of this is when you're walking down an ocean beach and you look out past the break, there's a whole bunch of surfers out there. Think of those as that's my group of people. We're out there waiting for a wave. And you can see those sets of waves roll in, those key ones that you want to surf. We wait for waves to roll through the stock market through various different assets. And they have lots of power behind them, lots of money flowing into them. And so we pick the one that fits our personality, that fits our risk style. We hop on that investment and we ride it. And the nice thing about catching one of these nice, clean, strong investment waves is we can also tell when it's starting to get weak. So we can start trimming profits. We can start moving our protective stops up. So if it rolls over very quickly, we automatically get closed out in that position without having to be around the computer. So you can put orders in for that. And so that's what I do. So I look for these waves to roll through the stock market. It's just like the ocean. You just need to not get caught up in the daily chop and the back and forth and the news, because it'll just suck you in with emotions and get you confused. You got to look on the horizon and wait for those clean sets. And there's usually about 5 to 12 beautiful waves that roll through the market every year. And when there isn't one, we're sitting in a cash position collecting interest with our money safe and sound, and we can go and focus on other things. So that's it from a high level of what a bull market and a bear market is, and somewhat how I navigate it.
So tell us about your books, because you're also an author. The first book was Technical Trading Mastery, and then Asset Revesting. So tell us, what is the difference between the two books? What order should someone read them in? And what do they offer to the reader?
Yeah, good question. So it really depends on the individual. So if you are an entrepreneur who wants to be have passive streams of income, Asset Revesting is is really the goal of what everybody wants. You can put your money into a system and let it work, and it can auto trade for you, meaning it automatically executes in your account. It's going to teach you what I just talked about, how the stock market goes through these waves and how we just rotate from stocks to bonds to a currency back and forth to whichever asset has got that. And so that's what that book is talking about, not holding assets that go down. So Asset Revesting is nothing really like what people do right now. You either right now, if you're involved in the stock market, you either are a buy and hold investor and you ride out that roller coaster, and you'll never see a buy and hold investor retire 20 or 40 years younger or sooner, because it takes time. That is a painfully slow process. And then you got the other people who are active traders, and about 97% of active traders will eventually lose money. After 300 days or more, it's proven that active traders lose money. And so what Asset Revesting is, it's right in the middle. Instead of doing nothing and just letting your money slowly mature, we do just enough to jump into the stock market. We play the stock index as the tide's going up. And then when it starts to roll over, we jump out and we go and we look for a different asset that's starting its new strong wave. And this is where a lot of people get confused. I won't go into that. Let me just touch on the Technical Trading Mastery book here. Technical Trading Mastery is somebody who's more interested in learning about the technicals of how the markets work and why and how to track and follow them. It's using technical analysis, how to follow charts, how to set up some custom indicators that allow you to gauge when people are fearful, when they're buying, how to identify the trend, is it up or down? So they're both very different, cater to a different type of person. And that's what those two books are.
So you're a surfer. And so I'm guessing that the way you've set up your business allows you to have some free time, because surfing is not a 10-minute hobby. I know a lot of surfers. I actually grew up and still live in a very surf-centric town. And surfing, it's like golf. You're out there for a few hours, or when you count in the commute to the beach, all that. So how have you structured your life so that you have time to do things like surf?
So I read a book many years ago my dad gave me, which was called Built to Sell. I think it's by John Warlow. And I actually listened to his podcast too, because it's really powerful. And it's all about putting systems in place. I got my pilot's license when I was 16 years old. And I remember going to the airport and my mom dropped me off because I couldn't drive a car then. And I remember Nelson, my instructor, says, "Hey, Chris," he's like, "grab your stuff, hop in the plane, get the headset on." He says, "You're doing your solo today." And I remember the fear that shot through my body. And I remember looking back at my mom, because she was standing there and she looked more fearful than I was, that I was going to probably crash and burn and not come back. But anyways, long story short is I get up in the plane. I'm panicking out. I'm freaking out. I'm excited. I'm crying. It's like a dream come true. And suddenly it hits me. I'm like, okay, I have to do everything here, do the circuits. I have to land. I have to pass this test. And so you have a checklist on your leg and you work yourself through this checklist that you've done 1,000 times before. And if you follow those rules and those systems, before you're back on the runway, taxiing off, and you just had an amazing flight. And that's when it really kicked into me when I was 16 years old that, hey, you can systemize and make processes that you don't have to guess. You can just follow rules. And so that's what I've applied through my trading. And then my dad gave me this book, Built to Sell, about how to build your business so it runs without you. And that's when your business actually has value if you ever want to have a big exit. It also frees up your time. And so I have built all of my businesses run with systems in place, people or services that manage things so that they're all purring and running. And I'll only hear from them when there's the odd fire to put out here and there. And so that is the real key, is making sure that you have the right people in place, you build out systems and SOPs, you've got your rules for everybody to follow, and things can run. And I ended up going to Texas many years ago to a guy named Tony Geary. He's called the Results Guy. And they literally his whole team rips your life apart for about a month. And you literally spill your guts, your dreams, your passions, what you hate, what you're fearful of, how much you want to work, how much you want to make, some of your goals, what you're good at, but you hate doing, things that you hate doing, but you need to do. Anyways, they built my whole lifestyle. And then I flew down to Texas and their team says, okay, here's what we found. If you were to do all this stuff, hire people to do all this stuff, your business would explode. You'd make tons of money. You're doing all the stuff you love, except for these couple of things that you still have to do because you're really good. And that's how you go about it. It's really about having support team and knowing that you can systemize things. And so everything I do now is fun. And I love pretty much all the parts I do. I'm always working. People always see that I'm always working, but to me, it's not work. It is pure passion. And I just jump every day to 2 or 3 different things for different businesses and things that are going on because they're all exciting things unfolding. And I just absolutely love what I do. So that's how I've gone about doing it, is systems.
What's the future for you? So what are your goals that you've got? Or is it just holding course because you've really set up a life for yourself and a business that was beyond balanced and works for you? And clearly you're happy doing what you're doing. But is there anything that you see on your horizon that you're shooting for?
Yeah, I just keep expanding. I do a lot of charity fundraising, my daughter and I, and we go out and we put on several charity events. And I'm working with one of my old school buddies now. We're actually doing a movie to help educate kids, to motivate kids and teach about clean tech and climate change through this action adventure teen hero movie. We're actually going to the UK to the big, big summit on carbon and net zero carbon planning. So I just love to do stuff that's giving back to the community. My kids are part of it. And I have 2 kids, Ben and Mirabelle, and they're 11 and 13. And so I'm inventing products. I'm going to try and break a world record maybe this year, next year with a new product. And I just love to make stuff. I have my own makerspace in my property so I can make and build whatever I want. So everything for me is holding course. I was just at the NASDAQ 2 weeks ago. We just went public on an aircraft company I'm part of. We rang the bell at the NASDAQ. So I have my hands in all kinds of cool stuff that I'm all passionate about. And I don't know, I'm just letting things unfold. I was thinking about this the other day, knowing you and I had this conversation. I'm like, the lifestyle. I'm like, I just have the hair stands up sometimes because I'm just like, man, I wake up at 2 o'clock. This morning, I woke up at 2 o'clock and I was itching to check my phone because there's always cool stuff, new opportunities or connections that say, let's do this, let's do that. And I saw my wife roll over. I was like, so I didn't turn my phone on. I went back to sleep, but I'm back up at 4 o'clock. I'm like, I'm ready to go. I can't sleep. There's just so much excitement going on, which is, I just find is, it's really a dream come true. I work my whole life and I'm very dedicated, very focused, and I'm very efficient. I try and line everything up to run and purr so that I'm always busy, but I'm always doing stuff that I like.
And that is truly the dream, Chris. So tell us, like, how do people connect with you? Because I know people are listening and you've given us so many different facets of what you do, even some of those projects you're working on that are more like charitable endeavors, but you have your coaching, you teach people, you have your books that people can read to access a lot of the information that you teach in your systems. how do people get in touch and learn more about you?
Yeah, well, they can go to my website. It's thetechnicaltraders.com. And while it focuses on investing, even subscribers who follow my newsletter, we always talk about all kinds of stuff together. I'm big into real estate. I own lots of real estate, multifamily. I own and built my own self-storage facility. I'm in all kinds of different types of investments. And we talk about all that because, believe it or not, all those businesses are tied in to the ebbs and flow of the stock market and the economy. And if you know what the stock market is doing, which leads the economy, it allows us to reposition and understand what to expect with our businesses, with our rentals, with whatever it is we're doing. And that's where a lot of people find a ton of value in what I do, because a lot of my subscribers, investors who follow my signals, they're all entrepreneurs. And believe it or not, a ton of them are pilots. I think I connect pretty well with pilots because everything I do is logical. It makes sense. You can't argue with what I'm doing because it's all fact-based and statistically driven. And so yeah, thetechnicaltraders.com. You can get on my free newsletter. My books are away, but you can email me at any time through the website.
Thetechnicaltraders.com. Great place to visit. I will definitely go on there myself and take a look around and learn more about what you're up to, because I think what you're doing is not only inspiring and motivating, but it's so helpful because you're really helping people change their lifestyles, their lives, improve the legacy they leave for their families, all of it, the whole nine yards. So thank you so much for sharing so much of yourself with us today.
Hey, thanks, Flavia. It was a pleasure.
And thank you so much for joining us, and I hope you enjoyed the show. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast, and if you leave a review on iTunes, I promise I will read every single review. If you know someone who makes a full-time living from part-time work, and maybe this is you, please visit lifestylesolopreneur.com to nominate a guest or to nominate yourself. Because remember this, money doesn't buy happiness. But money in the hands of a happy person, there is no greater tool.
Today's episode was brought to you by the Get Shift Done program. It's a lifestyle-changing online class to help you define your business and lifestyle ambitions and to set goals in a way you've never experienced before. This class will 10x your daily productivity with methods that will blow your mind. And if you use the coupon code PODCAST, the class tuition is 99% off. Visit getshiftdone.com to enroll today.